You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Election Day is 2 weeks away in San Francisco, and the city's top office is up for grabs. We've been interviewing candidates for San Francisco mayor. Today, Joel Ventresca. He's a longtime San Francisco City resident who's a retired airport analyst. He's run for public office before and bills himself as the most progressive candidate in this race. He says he wants to make public transportation free. He wants to open up a new United Nations in the Presidio dedicated to climate change and use renewable public power to make the city carbon neutral within a decade. How will he pay for it? Revenue bonds. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with Joel Ventresca to hear more about his vision.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about your platform then. One that really catches my attention is that you want to reinvent San Francisco as the first zero carbon emissions international city in the world. How are you going to do that?
Yes. The city and county of San Francisco is well positioned to set up a full service public power, consumer owned electric utility that relies on renewable energy alone with batteries, meaning solar, wind, hydroelectricity, and geothermal.
To store the energy.
Right. And we need the batteries to store it, you know, during the evening. But we can do generation, create new generation, like putting solar panels on roofs. We can have solar farms in the region. The San Francisco Water Department owns a huge amount of land throughout the region. We can put up solar power plants and bring the power into the city. So what I want is 100% renewable clean energy being brought to the city or generated in the city, and the city consumers and the city government would own the system free of all the corruption from PG&E.
So you have said that you would have a comprehensive homeless program as well. You'd end poverty on the streets. How would you go about that?
Okay, I'll give you some of the objectives. One objective is 100% on demand, 24 hours. If a person needs a shelter out of the elements, I'll guarantee they have it. This nonsense that we leave 1,000 to 5,000 people out in the elements every night, that ends. Okay, so anybody who wants to come out of the elements and have a shelter bed that's safe and secure and monitored, I will guarantee that they will have it. I will use public land and public facilities, and I may use tents or bigger tents, but every space, and I will distribute it throughout the city because it's a common issue related citywide, and I want everybody to participate in the solution. Okay, and this
idea— So you might put up tents in parks or things like that in order to accommodate
yes.
people.
Yes, and in 1906, when we had a humanitarian crisis after the earthquake, we did exactly that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm prepared to do that on a short-term basis, but that's one thing. If you need a shelter bed, I'm going to make sure you have a shelter bed. Number two, I'm going to provide a 24-hour, on-demand substance abuse counseling that gets you into a program off the streets if you want to break your addiction. You know, I would have effective homeless services where people can have a small space for storage that's secure. They can have access to email and phone and mail. And when they access services, we identify them so we can differentiate between people who have different challenges. And then we try to get them into a program, 2 or 3 years, where people are coming in and coming out at the end of a three-year period. And if they heal, they get better, they break their substance abuse issue, I'll make sure they have a government job, $20 an hour. As an incentive, because the city has a lot of work to do, and I want to put people to work. You know, maybe installing solar panels on the east side of the city, on 85% of the roofs.
Another one of your platform points is to halt what you call the Manhattanization of San Francisco. So what does that mean, and then how would you stop it?
Okay, well, a lot of people from New York and Manhattan, they've come to San Francisco, and they want to turn San Francisco into the new Manhattan because it's a gold rush. You can make a fortune for the 1%. You know, they want to line high-rises around Golden Gate Park, like the high-rises are around Central Park. Okay, well, it's not going to happen if I'm elected mayor. I will stop the increasing density of commercial office high-rise construction. The Salesforce Tower should have never been built. I mean, it's an outrage that that was built. And that was because prior mayors, you know, was letting the downtown business community drive public policy. But the Salesforce Tower should have never been built, or similar towers like it. If I'm the mayor, I will stop Manhattanization. you know, I will significantly increase production for housing, but and I will make sure that half of the new housing is affordable for low, moderate, and middle-income people.
So what you call Manhattanization, I mean, I know that there have been zoning laws that have been changing around the transit corridors, for example, say, along Judah in San Francisco to try to make buildings five stories or up to seven stories if it's 100% affordable housing. So are you talking about housing or building that is at that level or higher in different areas? And that ostensibly is for housing, which would help to relieve some of the pressure on housing. So how do you jibe these things?
Okay, what I would do is I would encourage home sharing for the elderly. So if you have elderly people that are compatible, they can share a home. If they want to put a secondary legal unit that meets code that's under rent control in the garage, that's a single unit, I'll go for that. If they want a cottage in the backyard, housing there. And also, whenever there's a corner in a residential neighborhood, you have the building facing one street on the corner, and then the other side of the street is the backyard. Okay, well, that backyard, I'm open to doing infill housing. You could fit two to four studios right there with their own exit, you know, where they're getting the bus to go to work. So I would increase that. But in the neighborhood commercial areas, I would go five stories. But you get to the five stories if you do this configuration. You do two levels underground. The ground floor is neighborhood serving, retail serving businesses to increase traffic to help the nearby businesses. So that's ground floor. The next floor, I want commercial space, half for nonprofits. We subsidize their rent so they stop getting displaced. And the other half can be architects, lawyers, and engineers. And on that floor, I want a communal office center. So the economies of scale, you know, and all the equipment that we rely on, all the businesses can benefit from that, plus a conference room. So you can save money and have more space for nonprofits and for small businesses, which I want to encourage. And then the third, fourth, and fifth floor, if you make sure that 50% is permanently affordable housing for low, moderate, middle-income people, then we'll let you go five stories in these areas, but no more. And then on the roof, you're going to have a community garden. Okay, now we could build hundreds of those.
So I'd like to conclude with what we call a lightning round, which is going to be really quick answers on different topics of the day for both San Francisco and then kind of, you know, on a more global scale. So if you could just listen to the keyword that I say here and then keep your answers short. It could be one word. It could be no more than a sentence. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll bring up some things. So we'll begin with ride sharing.
Unintended consequences.
The cost of housing in San Francisco.
Highest in the nation.
Social media.
Freedom, liberty, and privacy are the same thing. And the Silicon Valley media companies or social media, they are failing and they are leaning towards massive surveillance and they're actually not empowering the individual to be engaged in fruitful activities.
Donald Trump.
I think it's outrageous that we have a reality TV show host as president of the United States. I think it's an abomination. And I hope whoever the Democrats nominate that he can be defeated so we don't have to deal with his nonsense for another 4 years. But also, all of his views about global warming is just complete denialism. It's not based on facts or science. It's just an outrage that the top executive in the U.S. Doesn't understand the science of global warming.
Gavin Newsom.
Bailout for PG&E.
Climate change.
The most important issue that every single human being in every single country on the planet should focus part of their day on trying to help resolve.
Joel Ventresca is running to be mayor of San Francisco. He spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney. That interview was produced by Joshua Sirotiak. And we're covering all the candidates. Check out who we've spoken with so far at KALW.org.